Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi there, it's 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, June 22nd, 2020.
Oh, it was a Monday.
It was. It's hard to get back into the groove of things sometimes. But we found out that flat-faced dogs are twice as likely to get heat stroke, and that's very important information as things heat up here in the heart of Florida.
Yeah. Twice as likely as other breeds. Well, and then first off, they can't breathe. You know, it's the little smushed in face. I've always felt bad for the big old bulldogs there who've been bred just for their big heads and wide hips and stuff. And man, it's just tough for them to breathe.
Well, and it also puts them at a pretty high risk for heat stroke. Flat-faced dogs such as the English bulldogs, pugs, and French bulldogs twice as likely to suffer from heat stroke than other breeds. It's because that snout is not as long. And as you know, as a dog doesn't have sweat glands, how they cool off is they pant. And if they don't have that much of a snout that has a longer tongue that allows them to pant and cool off faster, that means it can be kind of a big problem. They say that just 20 minutes in the car can mean a flat-faced dog can develop heat stroke. That's pretty quick comparatively. They say that that's much as twice the amount of heat risks suffering from heat stroke compared to breeds with longer snouts.
It's twice as risky. It really is. And, you know, I'm thinking 20 minutes a car, 10 minutes in a car.
Yeah, in Florida, for sure.
In this weather, just so definitely be a little extra careful. Just carry them around with you. Stick 100 pounds of bulldog out of your arm.
Yeah, speaking of dogs, probably now is the time you need to be preparing for fireworks because we're 12
days away. Yeah, we're 12 days away from 4th of July, Chris.
And that means probably in the next few days, you're going to start hearing fireworks go off in the neighborhood.
Well, the tents are going up with the fireworks. I mean, the stands are everywhere.
Yeah, and because of all the municipalities that have canceled public 4th of July celebrations, a lot of people are doing it on their own. In fact, they're anticipating around 16% increase in business of people saying that they're going to buy fireworks as a direct result of the COVID-19 cancellations.
Yeah, like 40%, almost half of Americans are going to buy some kind of fireworks. And the stands, like I said, are everywhere, every grocery store, everywhere you look. Wow.
Right. And what is concerning to doctors is that the more inherent risk of people getting bigger and better fireworks to kind of mimic the bigger shows that they're missing, the greater risk of an accident occurring. And not even so much as an accident like blowing off your face or your fingers, but where things fall. A lot of embers.
Right. Start fires and maybe burn down your neighbor's house.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You might get a nasty letter from the HOA if that happens.
By the way, try not to burn down any more houses.
Please don't burn our neighborhood down. Yeah. Thank you. So just kind of keep that in mind, especially when there's alcohol involved. There is another kind of shortage. This is the strangest thing.
This is really strange.
I have written down all the things that are strange that have occurred of COVID-19 so I can look back at it in 20 years.
Right.
And this has got to be one of them. There's a coin shortage.
Yeah. Nickels, dimes, quarters, pennies.
Yeah.
They're tough to find because the U.S. Mint sent their workers home, just like a lot of folks did.
Right.
And they weren't making the coins. So here we are. Now they're actually having to ration out coins to us, to anybody who needs coins, special businesses, you know.
Right, and that was only half the problem. The other half is that all the stores that were closed, you know, there was no need for money. And then all the money that we collected just kind of sitting there, because you did bring out a point like the Coinstar machines, I think, are not working.
No, they haven't been working,
because of the of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So that led to a problem with the Federal Reserve. They're responsible for making sure that hard currency is where it needs to be for the banks. So that they can get it to depositors. And what's happened is that they've actually started rationing out monies. Like normally, a bank would get like, 20 to 30 rolls of pennies. Now they're getting only 10.
Yeah, you know, I heard a banker who was interviewed and said she has to kind of ration things out, make sure people that really need the coins, like laundries and people that have coin-operated vending machines, make sure that they get it. Otherwise, you're just going to have to wait. Now, apparently they're making coins right now and won't be too much longer, but... well, you're making me think about that jar of quarters that I've got on my desk.
Well, yeah, and what you might find is if you do go into a store, you might see they might ask you to pay in exact change, and that's probably why.
Yeah.
Or they're even offer to buy your spare change and flip it for paper currency.
I'm going to walk in with a knapsack full of pennies and see the kind of look on their face. Is this what you want? Seriously, is this what you were looking for?
Yeah, for sure. hey, Meet, you know what, man? Back in my smoking days, there were many a times I was paying with cigarettes with pennies and really irritating the people behind me.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Are you ruining your wine stash?
Okay, I took copious notes on this thing right here. And this is good advice. This comes from a sommelier, a person who specializes in wines. And one of the things... that I think a lot of people do that they shouldn't do is store wine in the refrigerator for too long.
Yes, they say that you can kind of keep like your white wines or even some of your red wines. Some people like them chilled. You can keep them in there for about a month. Other than that, two things start to happen. One, the taste starts changing because it's too cold. And more importantly, the refrigerator is also a dehumidifier.
Yeah, and it's not like a wine refrigerator, which it's actually drying things out. And you see that with your produce too,
right? Look, you ever seen the spinach has been left in there for too long?
Yeah, right.
And that's what happens to the cork is it starts drying it out, and what happens, of course, is air gets in, and you have a nice expensive bottle of vinegar. So you don't want to do that. And then the other thing is when you store it in the refrigerator, it shouldn't be stored upright. Should
That's
actually
right.
be stored on its side or at least downward so that the cork, again, does not get dried out.
Now, if it's got a screw cap or it's a glass or plastic cork, you don't have to worry about it. These are the regular corks. They definitely dry out. And what happens? If oxygen enters your bottle of wine, it'll ruin it.
Yes. And then
it'll turn it skunky.
Very skunky indeed. Let's see. We were, as I was mentioning there about cigarettes, it is interesting to point out all the stuff we're learning about our mental status during the coronavirus epidemic or pandemic.
You know, there's been a lot of books written about people spending, you know, a lot of time. I talked to a friend of mine in Manhattan the other day, and she had a friend over who hadn't been out since February.
Wow.
He had literally been in his apartment since February and hadn't walked outside because New York is opening up today.
Wow. How about that?
Partially opening up, 6 feet distancing. What they're going to do is in the roadways, they're going to let the restaurants put tables out there because you can't park and nobody drives in Manhattan anyway.
So. Right.
It'll probably work out. But imagine being, that was almost four months, Chris.
Yes. And imagine if you're trying to kick the habit of cigarettes and you have nothing but time on your hand. You can imagine it's very, very hard. And that's what this study found. It says that the evidence is to suggest that loneliness needs to increase smoking with people more likely to start smoking, to be less likely to quit when they're lonely.
The part of this that really surprised us, though, was they found that the connection between loneliness and drinking, there was none. You would think that would be the first person to pick up the bottle.
The stereotype is the lonely drunk, as you had mentioned,
right.
But come to find out, no, it's cigarettes. So it is something to kind of consider is, if you're trying to quit, don't beat yourself up too much because it's 5 miles into the woods, it's 5 miles out. But maybe for health workers to realize to kind of change their game plan when they're talking about smoking cessation programs with lonely people. And then things you should always buy used.
Not cigarettes. You don't buy used cigarettes.
No. Yeah.
Are you finished with that?
Oh, man. But what you would want to buy used, perhaps, would be used exercise equipment. That's a
good idea right here, yeah.
Great way to save some money because many people buy treadmills and ellipticals and dumbbells with the intention of starting a regimen, but they fall off quickly when they find and they try to unload these machines because they're taking too much room up in their home.
Right.
You can save a whole lot of money. And then I thought was interesting, which it is true every once in a while, our gym will upgrade equipment.
Oh, yeah.
And they will give you the chance to that's on the floor, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's actually really good because it's professional grade, and it's been meticulously maintained.
Yeah, and like free weights, there's no batteries in free weights or anything.
Yeah,
that's nothing to go bad,
That's true. Just make sure you lift with your knees when you pick them up.
That's right. That's right.
But also, I thought it was interesting if they say a lot of times buying the extended warranty, not always a great idea. But if someone else bought the extended warranty and they're selling it to you, hey, that's a win-win for you.
Yeah, and the word is transferable. If it's a transferable warranty, go for it, man.
Yes. Brands like Cutco, JanSport, Craftsman, Tupperware, they all have built up a relationship as to having a very liberal return policy.
Right.
However, you just need to be sure when you're buying this and it says it has you bought the extended warranty. A lot of times those warranties warranties are only good to the original owner. And they're not transferable. So just make sure you're watching for that. And then finally, I thought was interesting is that when, you know, there's really no buzz anymore about phones coming out. I didn't think the next one is G5 for the iPhone, but there's no G5 service in Gainesville as of yet, or Ocala. Right. So I'm not really interested in getting that particular upgrade. So why not get a phone that's been refurbished or used? Still can get the current model phones. Really? In fact, I was even on the Apple website. You can buy a brand new, a refurbished iPhone 11 for $300 less than a brand new one.
Wow.
So I mean,
the new ones are north of $1,000, right?
Right. So the best part about that is because you're buying it from the manufacturer, they do come with a warranty. They're just refurbished, which means there probably was a glitch in it at one time, and they fixed it. And even if it goes wrong, you still have a year to give it back and get your money. So those are cool ways.
If there's a way to save money, Chris Malone will find it for us. I can tell you that. You have a skill set that's amazing.
I try to, because I don't have much of it. So there's our show for today, Monday, June 22nd. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Oops. Hey, remember, the sun is always shining. We'll see you tomorrow.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.